Hello there, and welcome to episode 210 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. I am being harassed by a giant number two. And that's the balloon version, not something else. Just to clarify. Anyway, how you doing, bud?
Doing good.
Good. So, you want gaming or rest of news at the moment?
News.
Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, so then we can end on a happier note with gaming.
It sounds good. So, let's start with...
Stop that, please.
Let's open with the reminder that the Epstein-Trump birthday card is confirmed to be real. So, we just need the list at this point. That's it. Just, we need the list. He's on the list, most likely. But, hurry up and release the list. So, past that, there are ICE raids that have started in both Chicago and L.A. The Supreme Court has simply vaguely said racial profiling is okay because of the stereotypes. But they didn't really expand on what... Yeah, exactly. They didn't expand on the law of the matter. Just, yeah, it's fine. Go back to a lower court. We don't really care. It doesn't impact us. Thanks, Supreme Court. You're useless. You're seriously useless at this point.
Yeah.
Absolutely useless. So, if you see something, say something. Unless these individuals are identifying themselves, they are committing kidnapping. And frankly, not to encourage violence, but people should at least be standing up for their fellow citizens and blocking until they actually identify who they are. Because otherwise, it's people cosplaying as police officers.
Yeah. Something I saw on TikTok, some dude was trying to block a ICE van, but he got hit in the face with, like, the butt of the gun by another ICE agent. The TikTok was removed, so unfortunately I can't show it, but...
Yeah, and again, that's assault. That was assault. But they're getting away with it because I assume the ICE agent's face was obscured.
Yeah.
So, they're chickens, as well as performing kidnappings and assault. It's unacceptable. Completely unacceptable. Earlier on in the week, before other things started going crazy, Qatar was attacked by Israel. So in Qatar are some Hamas diplomats. You know, the people that the organization, they're part of the organization that was behind the October attack, the October 2023 attack. Was it 23?
I thought it was 24.
Oh, it's been almost 2 years at this point. So that was wrong. For Gaza and Hamas to attack Israel. That was wrong. I think we can agree on that because it was an attack. But what Israel has done since then, given how hard they're swinging, Gaza's decimated at this point, completely and utterly.
Yeah.
And now they're going so far as to attack Hamas diplomats who are there trying to negotiate a ceasefire in Qatar with a drone strike. That's about as arguing in bad faith as you can get. Just, you know, how can, and we just have a random cattail floating around for those watching the stream, watching the YouTube. There we go. He moved on. That's about as bad faith as you can get.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable. We're approaching war crime levels, if we haven't already. We probably have already, given what Israel is doing and denying the citizenry of Gaza. And Kat's going to pass by again. Hello, Kat. Do you have any other news?
From
the week?
Not really.
So we can move on to one of the big two?
Yeah.
I'm saving one of them. This is a transition. But the biggest is probably that the Charlie Kirk murder happened. Now, something to point out is that the same day that that happened, there was also another school shooting. We haven't heard about the school shooting much in the news because the Charlie Kirk murder happened. And he was doing one of his standard events at a university. And for those who don't know, he's the Change My Mind guy. He was the Change My Mind guy. The meme, Change My Mind. Set up on a table, invite people to come debate him. Well, he's grown since then. So now he had a big crowd, he had security, he had a tent, he had a microphone, and he was still going with the whole Change My Mind. Oh dear, excuse me. And then he was sniped. And I mean, everybody has probably lived through this already. The inappropriateness of the president's reaction is what gets me.
How did he react?
Tried to blame the radical left, tried to blame trans people, tried to blame LGBT, tried to blame anybody on the left that he could think of.
Of course.
He also immediately moved the flag to flying at half staff. Now, the reason that's inappropriate is because he didn't do that for the Minnesota House lady when she was murdered. So, it shows his clear biases. He didn't order the flags at half staff for her until public outcry was like, why aren't you doing this? Since then, and do you have any commentary, bud?
Not really. Other than just A random theory is that it's because Charlie Kirk was also asking for the Epstein files, and I think I overheard from our earlier group call today that the person caught said Charlie Kirk wasn't right enough, right-eyed enough.
Correct. So the fellow that was caught, good transition, is one of those even farther right individuals. Hangs out on you, hangs out on Discord, Reddit, etc. And like, what was the one that you recognized of the bullet casings? Because he decided to
He,
carve messages into the bullet casings.
one of the bullet casings had the 500 kg bomb stratagem from Helldivers 2.
Yep. And I guess that is a meme in and of itself of like ending the argument. Just, I'm dropping a big nuclear weapon. I've ended the argument. Or they message some what they think is an earth-shattering thing, and then they'll post that meme, post a meme of those arrows and a Helldiver with the bomb exploding behind them. So
And then the others were just weird.
I've seen commentary that this is basically an ultimate troll post. That those bullet casing etchings were done to purposefully just troll. I don't think we have any news regarding his motivations at all yet.
Yeah, but if I were to guess, my guess would be because Charlie was asking for the Epstein files. Because if the guy who was caught did say he wasn't far right enough, that could be like he wasn't blindly trusting that Trump wasn't on the Epstein files.
Yeah, because this fellow, assuming guilt, I mean, we're going against the norm here, but assuming he's guilty, the internet sleuths have indicated that he was likely a part of far-right groups that would go and harass Charlie Kirk to try to get him to agree with their points of view. So they would make outlandish statements to him, and then he would therefore be then arguing left of them. Exactly.
What
Disgusted sigh. Yep.
were their views that made Charlie say a nope?
I haven't looked that up. I don't really want to give that brain space for myself. These were just so far to the right individuals that they were trying to trick Charlie Kirk into joining with them, basically. And he didn't.
Basically, like, quit asking for the Epstein files. Just blindly trust.
Things like that, but
I mean, not saying that that's the definite answer, but.
more of the outlandish stuff, like maybe bringing up the bring me a sandwich or make me a sandwich biblical verse that gets twisted around, even though that's not really what it it's talking about. And the far-right nonsense of where women belong in the house and that kind of garbage. Because we may not have agreed with Charlie Kirk, but that doesn't mean he deserved to die.
Yeah.
As I commented on the group call while we were playing Civ, all five of us, I would have liked to have seen, and this is something I saw on TikTok, so I can't take full credit for it. I would have liked to have seen Charlie Kirk live to an age that all of his nonsense that he used to spout was invalid. See his daughter, for example, become a successful, family-free businesswoman or something. Just saying goodbye to the misogyny forcefully, getting him to watch. Not like this, though. Never like this.
Yeah.
He can't ever be proven wrong now. He can't ever have his mind honestly changed. And that sucks. He's famous for some quotes such as empathy being bad, and that to have the Second Amendment, unfortunately, some gun-related deaths are acceptable. I'm going to show some empathy by saying it is unfortunate that he has now joined the ranks he was talking about.
Yeah.
We didn't want that.
On average, he still had like 40 or more years left on his life.
He should have. Oh, dear. I'm tired. Sorry.
And honestly, that's enough time for anyone to change, really.
One would hope. But he can't change his mind now, which is unfortunate. It would have been nice for him to experience empathy eventually, or to truly show it. But any other thoughts regarding Charlie Kirk?
Chris Pratt was openly mourning him, I believe, and people are wanting him fired now.
Chris Pratt is well known as being right-leaning. And that's that. DC, for instance, is trying to pull a writer who wrote for Red Hood, who said online that she was glad about the death. So it's going in both directions. Like both factions are looking at the extremists and going, that's wrong.
Yeah.
The First Amendment protects you from the government on making statements. So we can sit here and make fun of the orange one all we want, and the federal government can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean we're free of consequences with freedom of speech when a company says, oh, your perspective is too far in a given general direction, we're going to cut ties with you. So DC was well within their rights to go, sorry, your statement was too extreme, writer. Bye. Meanwhile, whatever random fans are saying Pratt should be fired from whatever project are also, their opinions are valid. The problem is making sure, again, not to hit those extremes.
Yeah.
Like, all the weirdo extremists that started threatening the Star Wars sequel actress that played Rose, I think it was.
Right?
No. Supporting character, she was the B-wing bomber pilot engineer, her sister was.
I don't remember.
Okay. But you can state your opinion without also trying to incite violence or encouraging violence or applauding violence. We shouldn't be applauding violence at all. So, I mean, if anything, I would probably disagree with the people calling for Chris Pratt to be fired for simply mourning the death of somebody.
Yeah.
Like, that seems way too extreme.
Yeah.
Now, if Chris Pratt goes and says a lot of outlandish things, that's when maybe his words catch up with him. But just mourning somebody's death, he's showing empathy.
Yeah.
He's being kind. In a way, we are mourning Charlie Kirk's death because we lost the opportunity to honestly change somebody's mind.
Yeah. I mean, it's why Batman doesn't kill the Joker. He still hopes for change.
Still hopes that he can get better. But any other thoughts there?
Not really.
So let's slowly transition to gaming by there's a Philly Karen. Have you seen any memes about that?
No.
So the Phillies baseball, home run or foul, I'm not even sure at this point, was hit, went into the stands, ball bounced around, a dad dove and got it off the ground first. This older woman, and then he hands it to his son. And then this older woman goes charging over to them and says, "That's mine, you took it," etc., etc. It's like, no, ma'am. No, just no. Your entitlement is showing. It was fair game. The dad grabbed the ball and gave it to his son. That's that. But she is definitely paying the price for that. Just, she's gone full viral.
Oh?
Oh, yeah. Full viral. Let's see. Ah, yeah, because there's... So Mordecai is laughing at a random meme that has Philly's Karen depicted as Gollum staring at said baseball. Just... She's everywhere on the matter. I saw one where the meme was that famous scene of Indiana Jones reaching for the golden thing and trading out the sand and getting ready to grab it. And there she is reaching for it as well. So it's justifiably she's getting hit hard, as she should. The family was later by the Phillies given like some autograph memorabilia and some other distracting things just to reboost morale on the matter, but she has certainly done the damage. Like here's that's my golden ticket from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, trying to steal the golden ticket. It's getting bad. So, supposedly she might have been fired, even.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, again, actions have consequences. They just do. But I'm using Philly Karen as the final gaming related thing so we can transition over to gaming, which has mostly been Civ.
Yeah.
Mostly been Civ. Just today I finished a solo playthrough with Science Victory. We have a Civ game running, they're just the two of us. And then we also have one with Sword Agent, Houdini, Jet. Yeah, and then the two of us. So a five-man Civ game. So that's been impressive and fun. We spent a lot of time in that today, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I folded laundry during it. Any thoughts? Like you actually were getting some legacy points, so you're improving.
Yeah.
So well done. Any other thoughts regarding it?
Not really.
Hopefully this week we can actually get in and play some World of Warcraft because I would like to work on the trading post just to get whatever the special unlock is for finishing it. We're halfway through September. Isn't that wild to think about?
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to think if there's been any other gaming. I think it really was just kind of dominated with Civ. Like yesterday, we went over to your brother's apartment, and we played Civ there. You brought your computer, I brought my Switch. We hung out with Baby Bear and chilled. It was good. Getting him used to the rest of the crew, which is the important thing.
Yeah.
But, okay. More Civ on the way. I mean, I'm at like, let's see, what am I at? I'm at 112 hours
Dang.
so far in Civ, which is pretty darn impressive for it having just recently released. Just, that's wild.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then me personally, I've been leveling up my PvP item level in World of Warcraft.
Excellent. Good. That's right, 'cause warrior, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Fury Warrior. His PvP item level is 711.
711. Wow.
Yeah.
Like, Just looking at my all games sort by playtime, Civ 6 is right now in the lead with 829 hours. Followed by Stardew Valley with basically half that. And then we have to slide down past Sims. So let's Civ 5, Stellaris. I must have a gaming type. Strategy. And then there's Civ 7. But it has already outpaced Civilization Beyond Earth. It's already outpaced Helldivers 2. So that's pretty impressive. Among Us. And then it starts just, dipping pretty low, but.
Oh, awesome. That's brings a lot of memories.
And I have 56 hours in that. Yep. Good old Awesome Nuts. But I'm sleepy. Do you have any other thoughts on the matter, bud?
Not really.
On gaming or anything?
Nope.
Okay. Well, with that, please feel free to leave messages, podcast@flameflash.net for an email. Or you can comment on the blogs, or you can comment on the YouTube. There are plenty of opportunities to leave comments. And we will leave episode 210 at that.
Live with honor and believe in change.
Indeed. For autonomy and freedom is the right of all sentient beings, even if you disagree with them.